What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1033. In this episode, I'll discuss outcomes with doxycycline versus azithromycin for community-acquired pneumonia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1033. And now, on to the episode. Doxycycline is used as an alternative to azithromycin in combination with a beta-lactam to treat community-acquired pneumonia severe enough to be hospitalized. Reasons for avoiding azithromycin include allergy or concern about effects related to prolonged QTC intervals. However, doxycycline might not be as good an alternative to azithromycin as has been thought. A group of authors has published a multi-center matched cohort study looking at the comparative effectiveness of azithromycin versus doxycycline in hospitalized patients with community-acquired pneumonia treated with beta-lactams. The analysis included over 8,000 patients admitted to the hospital for community-acquired pneumonia and treated with either azithro or doxy in combination with a beta-lactam. The authors found that in-hospital mortality was significantly lower in the azithromycin group than in the doxycycline group, with an odds ratio of 0.71. Additionally, 90-day mortality was also lower in the azithromycin group with a hazard ratio of 0.83. And finally, patients in the azithro group had an average of 1.37 more hospital-free days than those who received doxycycline. The authors concluded among hospitalized patients with community-acquired pneumonia, azithro was associated with a lower mortality and more hospital-free days compared to doxy in combination with beta-lactams. Randomized controlled trials are needed to assess the effectiveness of each regimen and to compare their potential side effects. While this is only a retrospective study, it should give clinicians the incentive to only switch away from azithromycin if there is a genuine need to avoid it. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.